Hey, podcast listeners, thank you for taking the time to listen to another episode. This is Todd Finley, the founder of HBCU Grad. And on this episode, we did something different. Kaylin, who is our brand manager at HBCU Grad, sat down on a live studio session with an artist out of DC, Tia Pearl. She went to Howard. And it was a really different episode, and it's something that we're going to try to do a lot more of, because our whole mission is to bring value to you. And in that mission of bringing value, we want to keep content fresh. So this is a live studio session. I really enjoyed listening to it, and I think you will too. So I hope you enjoy the episode.
Another problem with you and me. Why don't we get along like we used to? It's like our bond is gonna refuse to let it go. Let our love take control.
Why have you bounced around?
Well, this is my, I was always renting other people's spots out.
So,
like, I was at fucking, I was in D.C. for a while. I was in Atlanta for a while at Soundgate. And then, I'm about to say, I think when we was working, we was at Hawaii.
Yeah,
that was Hawaii, yeah. Yeah, that was the last one I worked at before I got this one. Before I started just, you know, working for myself type shit.
Yeah.
But, like, D.C. was lit, though. I still fuck with Mary now and then.
So this is like your home studio?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I live here type shit.
Yeah. This is dope.
House. So,
you know?
So. Yeah, I'm going to record the whole, honestly. Well, I recorded another song with somebody else, but I'm recording the rest of everything. You need me to send you the picture?
Yes, please. Because okay. I don't even want to forget. We start getting the rapping and get comfortable
and get
shit,
caught
and
up.
It's crazy in here.
Yeah. So what about AirDrop? It has that up for you.
You can just, for real, you can just kick it. You can just say it out loud, for real.
Oh,
here we are. Look at you. Look at technology and shit. Actually, can you read it to me? Because I don't think I'm going to be able to do this and fucking type it at the same time.
Okay.
This complex is janky as shit. You have to pay for parking for visitors.
One ED.
One second.
Okay.
I'm about to say, I was like, yo, I'm sweet. Y'all
even
know you can fucking just park here. They got visit parking. No, you got to pay.
Nah,
for
I parked
that
first and she was like, uh-uh.
I already knew before you told me.
DC notorious for towing people.
I don't be over here that often, but I already know niggas don't. Yeah, I don't fuck with this side.
Niggas do not fuck with anybody over here. One ED.
One ED. Uh-huh. 2 4 1 8.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
It. All right, we good to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, I'm working on a new project. This is going to be more on the groans and sensual side.
Oh,
the first one was like, you know, my neo-soul. Like, that was like my introduction to, that's the type of music that I like to listen to and the type of music that I sing. Like, that is...
That's your core, pretty much.
Yeah, that's my core, the first project. This is a different side of me. It's still, you know, a part of who I am. It's just not the side that's more prevalent. But... I'm trying to showcase everything out here.
Okay.
These songs will be more grown, I guess, more sensual, more R&B than neo soul.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So is it going to be another EP or is it going to be
It's going to be another EP. It's going to be five songs.
Five songs?
Yeah. Okay. So the other one was six. This is, well, yeah, no, five songs.
Okay. You already got a title for it?
I am wrestling with the idea of naming the project Love Sounds.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to, I don't know. I haven't solidified it yet. I'm trying to wait until I listen to all the songs, you know. I might change my mind right before, you know, so I don't know.
Either way, that'd be a good idea to have it like a...
Like a thing, you know?
Yeah, like a theme for all your EPs, like Love Story and then Love Sounds, and then you'll be able to...
Yeah, maybe I could do like one more love and then my album, you know, like that type of deal. But we'll see.
So this is another EP?
Yes.
Fire.
That's another EP.
Fire. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when. I haven't decided exactly. I'm just trying to record all these songs and get them done and then go from there.
Okay.
Yeah. we had a time last time recording this project trying to meet a deadline, and I just don't have time for that at all. That I am never doing that again.
It was so stressful
because it's hard with balancing your schedule and stuff like
that. Man, I was working two jobs and recording this project and getting ready for the release party. I was like doing everything, and this was before I didn't have a manager when I did the first project.
Shorty was Superman for real.
Look,
Shorty was Superman.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. So I have a manager now.
Okay.
And everything is way more organized, and it's just more relaxed. Like, I felt rushed the last time I made. Like, project was rushed.
Do you feel like you still got to work on a deadline with this next EP, or is it just, like, going with the flow? You're kind of just going to figure out a release date later on.
I'm going to figure out a release date after I at least record, like... Once I have, like, one song left, I'll figure out a release date. Like, I'm going to drop a single, too, before the full project. But, like, the first song, that's going to be... Well, you guys missed it. But, John, that first song is going to be the first single. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Can play it.
All right.
It's very fire.
Shit, I'm always here to...
Love Sounds Raps, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm always loving to hear unreleased music. Like,
yes, you get the exclusive.
I'm leaking it everywhere.
Side by side, lose control, feel the vibe.
I'm already getting a visual from the song. Like, this is feeling real 2 a.m. ish. I'm not even going to front.
Exactly. I really want people to.
What time of day was I really doing this?
You feel what I'm saying?
When I first recorded this, I recorded it.
At 2 a.m.?
It was 5 in the morning.
Oof. Oh.
That's when I finished. When I looked at the clock, that is when I finished. But it was I probably started at like 3. I don't remember exactly, but I know it was definitely the middle of the night, and everybody else in the house was asleep.
That's the tailwind you wild.
I like that. It's moody music. I love that type of music to where it's like, that's, I don't know. That's something beautiful to ride home to late at night.
Trying to
shoot a risk it all half court shot.
I think the only music I would deadass supposed to put on, like, while I'm just cruising around, shit, I have no business. I'm just like, let me take the fucking top off. I'm just going to play some tea real quick. Like, right. The only, with the exception of, like, you know, Jill Scott and all the classes and shit like that, but, like, the only new person that I really would just be, fuck it. It's a nice summer. It's a nice ass cloud, like, not cloudy day, but, like, it's a nice little blue sky ass day.
Right.
Or it's, like, it's a nice clear sky ass night. Like, perfect fucking mood.
It's got a vibe like, what's that song? Up Late.
Oh, by Ari. That's my shit right there.
Right. See, you hip. That's like, you feel what I'm saying? That's tough.
Yeah, so this next one, hold on, is...
Hold on, new.
New. This next one is about a couple. The woman is like, they haven't been getting along for real. Like, they ain't been fucking with each other, but she like... No, that's not what's about to go down. Like, you about to come back over. We're going to work this out, and then we're going to have sex, basically.
Okay.
Basically.
So, where does most of the inspiration for your projects come? Well, first, where does your inspiration come from as far as just listening to music? I know you said Neo Soul, so what are some of the artists that you draw inspiration from?
Alex Isley, always. Always Jill Scott. She's like the perfect example of like sultry, sexy. Like, she can talk about sex and not be like raunchy. And even if she is raunchy, it's still gonna sound classy. Like, that's just it right there. Like,
that's real. So,
perfect example. I love Jill Scott and Alex Isley. Those are my two favorite like neo soul artists. Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay.
Her writing is ridiculous. But.
Okay, so where do you draw from as far as creating the topics for your projects?
Whatever I'm feeling, kind of. I don't really have, like, I guess I'm not really disciplined in my writing. I'll go mostly based off of inspiration of the beat or whatever I hear in my head. Like, a lot of times this stuff just comes to me. And I'm like, okay, I feel like writing some music. And I start hearing a melody, and then I start. Like, with this one, I just played... The Girls Love Beyonce.
I heard the bass in the background. I was like, oh, so this is like real moody. Okay.
Yeah, so that was a sample I used, and then I just started writing, to be honest. However I feel at the time, I literally just go based off of feeling.
Okay.
Okay, John.
Let's do it.
It's ready.
Let's do it. I'm ready. Let's go.
Why does it always seem to be another problem with you and me? Why do we get along like we used to? It's like our bond is gonna refuse to let it go. Let our love take control.
I hear you, girl. You ain't that bad?
Yeah, I think I want to do some stuff over.
All right, I'll play it back for you.
Another problem with you and me. This shit will keep you warm. I didn't even ride with the heat on the way here.
I'm about to say fuck that.
This is old. This is actually old, so this is made of some different material than the stuff that we wear now. Like, this is thrifted.
So, that's some classic shit. What size there?
Shoulder pads in it.
I love them joints. I wish I got rid of my shit. It might be a man. That's that living single pair right there.
Okay.
So what you're saying is I'm about to come up off that, right? You might be wrong. Don't worry.
What?
Hey, at least if you know it goes missing your shirt.
That's fine. You know, I've honestly had this in my wardrobe for years. I don't even wear it anywhere anymore because I've had it for so long.
Then you'll get it back.
That's fine.
Cool.
Okay, John. Whenever it's ready.
All right, back. Here you go.
Why does it always seem to be? Another problem with you and me. Why don't we get along like we used to? It's like our bond is gonna refuse to let it go. Let our love take control. Yes.
Okay, cool. I just want to put a little bit of juice on you here.
Go ahead, yeah.
D flat. Nothing crazy, just help lock you in here.
Yes.
So what would you really got you started with your musical career? You know, a lot of people seem, but not everybody want to go professional, so it's a big step.
Well, I decided to major in it in college, in music. Mm-hmm. And then, to be honest, I've always wanted to be a singer. I just acted like I didn't want to. I always acted like I wanted to keep it as like something I did on the side. Mm-hmm. And then like in high school, like I was really smart. So they're like, yeah, like, I was going to major in, like, chemistry, chemical engineering. Like, I was going to do some nerd shit. I am a nerd, but I'm a singer for real. But I was just acting like, you know, I don't know if is it going to happen for real. Like, on the safe side, let me try to major in something else. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to major in music because I love music. And then just being in D.C., like, in a city like this, and going to school with people who gig and who sing professionally, and then learning about the history of other students who came and left, and I was like, nah, that's what I'm gonna do for real. Like, I've been performing for years before I got to college on a different scale and a different type of music, but it was like, no, I know what I wanna do. And I'm gonna try, I'm gonna do it, and release these songs, and if they take off. But this is how I feel.
It was all about staying true to yourself, pretty much. Honestly. Okay.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
I can respect that. I can respect it.
All right, Jonathan.
Let's do it. You should start over so you can do the layers? Or
yes.
All right, about that. Let's do it. You good. I just gotta put it right here.
Get along like we used, but it's gone, I refuse to. Love's take
crap.
You want to hear those first two?
Yeah, keep all that other shit.
Okay, good. And then punch you up for that last part?
Yeah.
All right, baby, you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you want to just keep that like that?
Yeah. Okay. Take control. Yeah.
Okay. Now you about to layer that other part?
Yes.
Here we go.
Let our love. Gotcha.
You ready?
Yes.
Let our love take control.
You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Like that.
Another problem with you and me. Why don't we get along like we used to?
You know.
Let's do it then.
I gotta fill it up.
All right, right, right. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Get along like bond is gone.
Crap, I keep messing up.
Okay. I thought you were a little bit closer though.
Yeah.
Ready?
Get along like we used to. Get along like we used to.
Gotcha.
Get along like we used to. Bond is gone, I refuse. Love, take control.
You want to hear that?
Yes.
Bet that.
Another problem with you and me. Why don't we? Let our love take control.
Can you play it again?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we be more like we used to? It's like our body's gonna refuse to
let put that in there. Can you play the low one for me?
Just the low one?
The last one I just did. Yeah, just
yeah.
The bottom.
Why don't we be more like we used to?
Okay, I gotta add something else. So you can just scratch that. I'll do the whole thing.
What whole thing?
The bottom part.
Okay, I was like, sorry. You're tripping. I think I'm about to scratch everything. You're nuts. You're nuts.
Everything going.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Get along like we used to. Bond is gonna refuse to. Love take control. Yes.
Another problem with you and me. Why don't we be more like we used to?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let me hold on. Let me go get you set up with like 30 more layers here.
You cannot. You might. Yeah. Ah, Donna. You are going. Yeah.
You ready?
Yes. Just wait till the. Just wait till the end. Okay.
Here we go.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't let me go. Go. Don't let me go.
Scenes where they be showing like the candle just being lit, and then they show like 3 hours later, and the candle almost like that is what that vibe is right here. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We can keep it, and then I gotta add the layers. You already know I gotta add 3 parts.
Let's do it.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't let me go. Go. Go.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna layer the hold ons anymore though. I don't think I need to.
Okay, just the don't let me go part.
Yeah.
Like that. Let's do it. You ready? I played from the last hold on, so there's no, it's the second hold on that's gonna go to the don't let me go. You say hold on twice. You following me?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm just trying to. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Don't let me go. Don't let me go.
You hear that?
Yes.
She said, oohies and ahs. Let's do it then.
I just want you to sing like ooh and ah, like the most creative way you possibly can one day. Just...
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and, I can do a whole ooh song.
I bet you're here for it.
I'll do that.
It will dead
that's
ass
be, some that's some vocal work right
it now. Will dead ass become a ringtone.
We'll see. Okay, we'll see. I'm with
it. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Go, go,
you hear that?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Ooey's and ahs, and then I have to put another part on the chorus.
Let's do it. Oh, to fill in the don't let me the hold on parts.
No, you can go. You can still go back to where the all the
don't let me go.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
No, I can listen to it real
quick. All right,
bet that. Okay, I have one more ooey.
One more ooey?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
No, don't let me.
So I noticed with your first EP that you put out with Love Story, it was just you. Is that the plan for all of your EPs, or were you looking to do collaborations later on in the future?
I have a song that I want to put somebody on.
Oh, Yeah, sorry. I heard you stop talking to listen. That's why I cut the music. Let's finish the question.
You know me. You know me. I'm still in the process of writing. Like, I have two songs left to complete the writing. I'm trying to figure out, you know, like, what would be the best sounding. I already have plans for, like, my next project after this one with some collabs on it. I'm just going to go based off of however I feel. Like, if somebody can add, like, a really fire verse, I'll be all for it. I just, when I first hear songs, I don't always hear rap. Like, or, you know, I don't hear a rapper on it. But who knows? I'm trying to get one of the songs to have somebody else on it. At least one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Alright, you wanna hop back in now? Or you wanna hear it back first, right?
Yeah, let me hear it again. Don't let me go. It's like I low-key can't hear the last one that I added.
Okay, I'll turn it up.
Okay, cool. That's alright, bet.
See if you hear this in the back.
Cool.
I bet. So now you want to go back in to do the second part of the hook, correct?
Yes.
I bet. Cool beans. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. So I'll start you from the top this time, correct?
Yes.
I bet that.
You said you'd hold on to me. You said that you'd never leave me. Oh, baby.
Gotta keep them on their toes. Gotta keep them on their toes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta
oh,
shake
shit.
It up.
Gotta keep us guessing, man.
Yeah, okay. No, we can. Well, actually, let me hear that the oh babies part.
Okay.
The first one. Oh, babe.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you really enjoyed that. If you want to follow Tia, her Instagram handle is T-E-A-H Pearl, Tia Pearl. So go follow her and keep up with what she's doing. What we also want to add is something new where we really appreciate when people leave reviews on us on Apple or Spotify, wherever you choose to leave a review. And that cosign and showing that love and taking that 2 minutes out of your day, we really appreciate it. So we want to show the love back. So what we're going to do is read one of the reviews every day to encourage you to keep leaving reviews. And also, you know, you guys shouted us out, and we want to shout you out and say thank you for the cosign. So the first one will be from Andre1118. I've been waiting for this type of podcast, an opportunity to shine a light on HBCU graduates, the HBCU community, and all the great things many of us are doing around the world. This is an excellent platform. Thanks, Andre1118. And if you leave a review, yours could be next. Thank you. Have a good day.